Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And we could be reading your letter live on the air. Pop, pop, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. You never know.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: the jump off jumped on him. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 32 years old and I've been dating this guy for almost 8 months and we've had fun getting to know each other. He was honest in the beginning and told me he had some loose ends to tie up before we got serious, and I appreciated that honesty. The fact that he didn't hide his phone or turn his ringer off made me feel that he was ready to be in a relationship with me, so I didn't trip. We went out all over town, and I stayed at his home all of the time. The only thing that made me suspect he was up to something was a few nights I couldn't reach him, but I let it go. I invited him to visit my parents with me. My parents live about 2 hours from us, so we went on an overnight trip to visit them. They cooked dinner for us, and after dinner, my man and I went out to a hookah spot to unwind. My boyfriend got a phone call and walked away to take it. He got upset, and he was ready to go back to my parents' house. We got to his car, and there was a car blocking us in. He asked the car to move, and the lady flipped him off. I didn't think anything of it. When we got to my parents' house, that same car pulled up in the driveway. This same lady got out and ran up and started hitting on my man. My dad heard the commotion and came outside to pull her off my man. The lady said she's been seeing my man for a few months, and she followed us. I was very embarrassed and reluctantly took him to the ER to get stitches. In her words, she told police that she knew she was the jump off, but she fell in love with him and he wouldn't leave me for her. He said he got caught up, slept with her, but he wants me. Can I trust this man and continue this relationship despite just what happened? Well, he certainly has no control over what Crazy did. I mean, she did that all on her own, gave him stitches and all of that. But the crazy part is that this really happened. I mean, she's fatal attraction crazy, like the movie. You do know that, right? And now she knows where your parents live. She stalked you guys from the restaurant, beat your man so badly that he needed stitches. And she's only been seeing him for a few months. Well, I'm sure your parents would tell you to run, and I'm going to tell you the same thing. I mean, your safety is way more important. Even though she didn't do anything to you, she just did it to your man, but you don't want to wait around and see how crazy she really is. I think your safety is very important, and even if you were to keep seeing him, you would always be looking over your shoulder, wondering if crazy could be lurking in a corner somewhere. So, you know, I'm going to say it's a no for me or you as far as this relationship goes, because this woman is too crazy. She's just too crazy. Steve?
Well, I don't have the letter in front of me because of my whereabouts again. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to deal with this letter just a little bit differently. The title of the letter again, Shirley, is...
The Jump Off Jumped on Him, Steve.
The Jump Off Jumped on Him.
Mm-hmm.
The Jump Off didn't jump on you. He didn't jump on you. His daddy jumped on the Jump Off. It's just a lot of jumping going on in
this
letter.
A lot of jumping.
I appreciate it. Ain't nothing to me like a good old whooping type letter to deal with. So I specialize in this because I have been jumped on before. By the Jump Off, the Jumpy, and the Jumper.
Wow.
I've had all three whoopers in my life. The Jumper, the Jumpy, and the Jump Off. And then I ended up as the Jumped. So it's all so relative here. The wonderful thing about having a famous radio show host with means, it means that he has had a full life. The beauty of the Steve Harvey Morning Show is that I don't mind being transparent in my full life. Now, can I tell everything? Absolutely not. But will I share with you a lot? Of course. It makes for more interesting radio. I happen to be one of the most compelling radio personalities on radio today. The Steve Harvey Morning Show is more compelling than most shows because I don't really care about the issues more than I care about myself.
That's why
it's always about you. I love
all
it.
All issues and make them about me.
Yes.
That way you can understand from a personal standpoint why this happened. So this letter right here is very easy for me to do. I'm going to wait the second half to give you resolution, but I'm just giving you a little strawberry letter history here. This letter is very simple for me to do. The Jump Off jumped on him. Well, all I can say is you glad she didn't get to your... You don't seem like the type that can handle much jumping. I do appreciate your daddy in this letter for coming out and on the porch and jumping on the jumper.
Yeah.
See, the Jump Off didn't know that to jump off, you was going to come in there and get jumped. I wrote a book called Jump, which again makes me an expert on this here Jump Off business.
You sure did.
It is amazing how this works. Don't you see it, fans, friends, haters, internet trolls?
Internet troll.
Yeah. Because that's who listen to the show. We got fans, we got friends, we got loyalty people, and then we got haters that listen to the show. Internet troll.
Yeah.
So I'll be giving out internet advice when we come back on the Jump Off Jumped on Him. He got stitches.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, the jump off, jumped on him.
Very quickly in recap, we've learned that this jump off jumped on him. To set this letter up, you are dealing with someone who has been jumped on by the jumper, the jump off, and the jumpy. I have been all of it, and I've written a book called Jump. So we are dealing with an expert on this letter right here. So let us begin. Shirley, read the letter quickly, and I'll tell you the points I need for you to stop, because this is the letter in a nutshell.
Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 32 years old, and I've been dating this guy for almost 8 months. And we've had fun getting to know each other. He was honest in the beginning and told me he had some loose ends to tie up before we got serious. And I appreciated that honesty.
The loose ends is what jumped on his... The loose ends is the one that jumped on his... Go ahead, Shirley, read.
All right. The fact that he didn't hide his phone or turn his ringer off made me feel that he was ready to be in a relationship with me, so I didn't trip.
Stop right there. You can't cut your phone off when your jumpy is crazy. Because if they can't contact you, that elevates the craziness. Read.
Okay. We went out all over town and I stayed at his home all of the time. The only thing that made me suspect that he was up to something was a few nights I couldn't reach him. But I let it go.
Stop right there. Once again, this is the loose ends. He over there trying to tie a knot in it. Mm-hmm. And obviously it don't work.
I invited him to visit my parents with me. My parents live about 2 hours from us, so we went on an overnight trip to visit them. They cooked dinner for us, and after dinner, my man and I went out to a hookah spot to unwind. My boyfriend got a phone call and walked away to take it.
He got upset,
and he was ready to go back.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Phone call. Got up from the table to take it. Once again, this is the loose end. And the loose end is very loose now because it's calling at inappropriate moments. Read.
He got upset and he was ready to go back to my parents' house.
Stop right there. He foresaw something that the jumpy was about to do. The jump off has discovered his location. He ready to go back to your mama house right now because he know what's coming. Read.
We got to his car and there was a car blocking us in.
Stop right there. It's too late. The jump off is here. And she's blocking the car. He tried to get back to your mama's house in time. She was circling the block. She found the car. Oh, Lord. Read.
He asked the car to move, and the lady flipped him off.
Stop right there. You can't ask the jump off to do no favors. When they let you jump on them and became the jump off, that was all the favor you get. Read.
I didn't think anything of it. When we
right there. Okay. You stupid. Read.
When we got to my parents' house.
How the hell
house,
you didn't think nothing of a woman blocking the car, flipping your man off? Read.
When we got to my parents' house, that same car pulled up in the driveway.
Stop right there. The jump off, the loose ends, all in one. The jump off and the loose end, it ain't working. All this tying up the loose ends, it hasn't worked. The jump off is loose. Yeah. She at your mama house. Read.
This same lady got out and ran up and started hitting on my man.
Stop right there. The loose end is as loose as it can get right now. Read.
My dad heard the commotion and came outside to pull her off of my man.
Stop right there. To the rescue. It's Underdog. He tried to come in and save the day. It was too late. I ain't saying that the loose hands is a problem, but this heifer got hands. Breathe.
The lady said she's been seeing my man for a few months and she followed us. I was very embarrassed and reluctantly took him to the ER to get stitches.
Stop right there.
Oof.
After your daddy pulled her off,
uh-huh,
she said she had been seeing him for a few months.
Uh-huh.
One thing I can tell you about this man right here.
What?
This boy bringing it.
He brings it.
Bringing. Bottom line.
Yeah. When you following him,
I think you're right.
Him,
uh-huh.
Jumping on him, he brings. Read quickly, Shirley.
All right. I was very embarrassed and reluctantly took him to the ER to get stitches. In her words, she told police that she knew she was the jump off, but she fell in love with him and he wouldn't leave me for her.
Stop right there. Uh-huh. I know I'm the jump off, but yeah, he bringing it so good, I'm in love with him now, and he not giving the jumpy product to a new jump off. I'm finna stay the jump off. Read.
He said he got caught up, slept with her, but he wants me. Can I trust this man and continue this relationship despite just what happened? What just happened?
When we come back, I will close it out very, very quickly. Here's the solution to this letter at the end, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
All right, Steve, here we go with part three of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is the jump off jumped on him.
We all know that this dude is, he had some loose ends when he started dating the letter that wrote.
Dating
the lady that wrote the letter. And he said, hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I got some loose ends. He was trying to get these loose ends tied up with the jump off chick, but it didn't work out. The loose ends was too loose. He's bringing it too good. I mean, this boy is doing some things to people that's got them all twisted up, you included in this letter, to the point where she done jumped on his, gave him stitches because he doing some things. I'm talking about outstanding. This dude right here is bringing it. Here's the bottom line. You want to know, should you continue in this relationship? As Shirley told you to run. You want to know if you should stay with him? As Shirley told you to get out. Now, Shirley gave you good advice. My take is different. Shirley was almost there with me, but then she switched. He told you it was some problems. He had the problem. He dating a crazy. Now, he's probably a good man, but he dated a crazy. And he put it on the crazy person too good. See, when you're dating a crazy person, you can't give them your all in all. But he don't know that because he's young. Y'all in your 30s. He don't know that. See, you have to portion it out based on sanity. You can only...
Wait, what?
You have to portion it out based on sanity.
I never
see,
heard that.
Crazy people, you can't give them your all.
But you do.
You
like
have
crazy.
To wait until you meet a calm, sensible woman before you start giving it your all. You give it all to a crazy person. They already crazy. Now you in here touching spots and causing chemical reactions and stuff, and they already crazy. Now you done sat up here and slept with this bipolar heifer. Now here come hell.
Stitches, Steve. Stitches.
Yeah. That's how good it is to bust you upside your head and give you stitches. Jasmine Sullivan was breaking out car windows. She was busting faces. It's all the same. I bust the windows out your car. I put some stitches on your head. I split open your forehead. Send you to the doctor, man. Cause you to stay in bed. I put some stitches in your head.
Sing it.
Too much.
Just based on what you said.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram. And SteveHarveyFM.com. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.